Kind of. He's not on yet.
Good evening.
Yes. Hello.
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 Are you there?
Yes. Several of us.
Are you the only one on?
No, I'm here. I heard Brandy and I heard, I think, maybe Barbara.
Okay. So we are doing Pasuk 347 from the Sulam Commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Lech Lecha. We'll start with the L'shem Yisud. L'shem Yisud kutcha b'richu ishkite b'itzilu urshimu utzilu utzilu urshimu le'akta l'shem yudhei b'vavhei v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah La'asof Torah mitzvah. Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kanonei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kanonehu. Amar Rabbi Yosei, ma'akamai rei v'haketiv ein kol chadash. Tachad ha'shemesh, amar Rabbi Yehuda. Tachad ha'shemesh. Yitiv shaniye le'ela amar Rabbi Yosei Mai karuza aka Taha amar Rabbi Chizkiya Amar Rabbi Chiyayo Behahiyo shata mamash Benafik barnash le'alma Bat zugu is damnat lo. The translation. Rabbi Yossi asked, what is the meaning of this? That is, of the statement that the Holy One, blessed be He, announces who goes with whom. How can this be true? Since it is written, and there is nothing new under the sun, which means that everything was settled during the creation of the world. However, according to what you have said, the action of matchmaking is new each time, because the matches must be announced. Rabbi Yehuda said, it is written under the sun, yet above the sun new things can take place. Rabbi Yosei asked, why does he have to make an announcement, since Rabbi Chizkiya said that Rabbi Shia said that at exactly the time a man is born and emerges in the world, his spouse is assigned to him? My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Does this Zohar teach anything that souls are still being created? Do you think a female's decision to come down or not creates the need to have Hashem announce who is marrying whom? Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, perhaps that's the reason souls still are being created even after menopause. And what I thought was interesting that we needed Rabbi Ashlag's comments was the difference between above the sun and under the sun. I always thought of just the sun, not an over and abundant, I mean under.
What do you think that means, over the sun and under the sun?
I think it has something to do with time.
It might be.
That's my first thought.
Where do we consider the sun? In which Sefirah?
Teferet.
So is Chesed above the sun?
Yes. Oh, why didn't I think of that? I miss sometimes the simplest, you know, what you can't see the forest for the trees. Like the trees for the forest. Oh, well.
That's why they pay me the big bucks, you know that.
Oh, well, I tell you, today's lesson was just a blessing. It was like a condensed basic 20 lesson class. And I went over the notes, Judy called me and went over the notes, and it was just so obvious. I know you're going to say we pull it out of you, but it was just an outstanding. I know, but you got to take this as a compliment. I could just see the teaching skills with the group of people you were working with, and yet with us, and it was just really good. And then when I went over the notes, Judy and I just had the best time. She ought to be on pretty soon.
I'm glad you found it beneficial, and it was really a good lesson. I know it's a good lesson. So
yes. Okay. I hope I can be on tonight because I do have a question.
Okay. You want to tell me now, and if you're not on,
well,
I'll answer.
It's a simple one. It was there, you know, it's hard for us to hear the other students, and it was their Yiddish word for creator. I wanted you to say it because I want to be able to spell it correctly on Judy's notes and my notes too, but I had never heard that before because I don't know Yiddish either. Our rabbi talks about it a lot, but anyway, that was interesting, and I thought they were relating their own experiences to your teaching, which I thought was really good. I'm just overall, you got an A++.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I will spell the Abishter for you as best I can. And one of the students there today is he's never been a pulpit rabbi, but he's been a Mashkiach. And, you know, he started when he was 3 years old with very many different yeshivot. So, and he's had, they've laid hands on him to be a rabbi, so, and he's the one who brought up the different pronunciations of Abishter, which I can't do, because it's two different, as he said, there's two different dialects of Yiddish, one that comes from the city around Kiev, and one is referred to as the Galiciana, which comes across as the lower class. One's more German and one's more Polish.
Mm-hmm.
But be that as it may, let's stay with the Zohar here today. And
okay.
We'll come back to that. But I'm glad you enjoyed it. And I hope all the others did as well.
Oh, I know they did.
So now that you understand what is above the sun, does it mean that Hashem doesn't know what's above the sun?
Well, no, I think he does know.
Of course he does.
But I don't think we'd have caught it without Rabbi Ashok saying, above the sun, new things can take place. I mean, Hashem had to announce it, I would think, so that later on it could say there was nothing new under the sun. I mean, that's why I think it kind of links to time. But just have to wait and see what the next few verses say.
Well, yeah, we'll have to see, because I don't like to jump ahead. I like to look at each verse and drill down into it as much as we can. We know that Hashem, everything is clear and seen to Hashem. But we also know that there are different possibilities for the decision matrix, for lack of a better word. Every person has a decision matrix every moment of time. And the combination of those, of that matrix, as an example, it's a 30% probability that I will marry a woman named Karen. And it's a 30% possibility that I will marry a woman named Judith. And it's a 40% probability that I will not get married. So any one of those three outcomes will come from my decisions about dating. Hashem knows what's going to happen. He knows all three probabilities are possible. When he announces who I'm going to marry, he sets the future course. Remember, this announcement is taking place before the birth of the child. So by announcing it, he eliminates two of the three probabilities. Now, I just used three as a potential. I could have given you 10 possibilities. I could have given you a billion possibilities. But the metaphor of Hashem announcing this person is going to marry that person, that collapses the metaphor, the matrix of probabilities into one future. That's the current state of physics today. They don't speak of it in the sense of Hashem making an announcement. That's the Kabbalistic language. In the mathematical language, they have another way of describing how, when that moment of time occurs, all of the others disappear. So we don't have the possibility that there's three of me having made the different decisions. I create myself over again, and then those three different timelines go forward. The mathematics that the current physicists are working with say, no, there's only the one instant, the present instant, that is the past for all of the futures. There's not these different timelines, which is a science fiction metaphor, a science fiction storyline. I hope I'm being clear with that. And I have to confuse the issue by also saying that maybe that's not a correct understanding of what is the meaning of Hashem announcing this person will marry that person. Maybe it's just the simple idea that Hashem is announcing it, and then the people will just fall in the line and follow that. And it takes away the free choice, which is another possibility. So have I confused the issue completely?
No, not especially when I think of my own personal experience, you know, when I see the things that had to be set up before I met Tony, and he was in Germany, you know, and yet my dad was a sign painter who then became a sheet metal worker, and he met Tony's uncle. We didn't know Tony. You know, I mean, just when I look at all the little pieces that brought us together, I well understand it. Now, when I think of other incidences where there wasn't a marriage that lasted 60 years like ours, but then I kind of have to think it through. But still, they had circumstances the same way from day to day.
And, correct.
And is it the Talmud or is it Zohar that says the three things that are so hard for Hashem is for us, is, and Hashem is for marriage and Torah and the world to come. Those are the three hard things. You know, so I don't think I think it's a combination of all those things you said. Free will and plays a big part, I do think. And how many
and
times
the
people have said they made a mistake?
Right.
You know?
And the different decisions that people make, all of those things, it's hard for Hashem. That's the metaphor. Because nothing should be hard for Hashem, because he sees all the futures. But which one will our free choice take us to?
Mm-hmm. And you think how many people in the world, and in every generation, and gosh, how can you define God? Do you say, how did God accomplish all that? You know?
Exactly.
And then you have these, like last week for Vad Kanan, when I stumbled upon that wonderful tidbit about Shavuot, and there I was going through commentaries and saying, which one am I going to pick because I don't have time? So I said, oh, well, I'll pick the one for the week of my birthday. And there was this wonderful answer that I had been questioning, you know, for so long. And that was the very one. Well, that was a specific. So, yeah, it was an answer, part of, you know, an additional answer, because he gave us so much more. But it was so specific, and it was so personal to me. I mean, why didn't I choose to read the last one that he sent, which was July 26th? You know, why did I decide to choose my birthday week? And then it was my secular. I don't usually think of it like that. I always think of Bo, and I didn't choose Bo. I chose the secular day. So when you think of all these little increases in our life, not just marriage and our mate and our soulmates, but every little detail of our life, how it all comes together, it's amazing. And then can be so personal at times that... To me, those are the times that our eyes are open to truly, you know, the Creator is right there with us in our lives. So there goes my phone, which is pretty typical at this time of the day. I'm going to have to take this one, so I'm going to mute for a minute.
Okay. Does anybody have any other questions?
No questions.
Okay,
I'm back. I'm sorry. My grandson is leaving tomorrow to go to France for a month. He's doing a film. He's filming and editing with another person a story about a New Orleans couple who married and moved to France, and then a friend came to visit and created some strange circumstances. So it sounds kind of like one of our situations. Be anxious to see how the film turns out.
But Mazel Tov on the production in France and the whole routine.
Oh,
that's always a wonderful experience.
He is going to meet with my grandmother's family, which is now the fourth generation, and they're going to meet him for September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. So, I mean, he remembers the third generation that came to visit us when I located them. He was a little boy. That was 15 years ago. And I'm just so amazed that both of my grandsons now have gone to France and met them, and they've been able to meet them. And I don't know, Hashem is really doing some things in my life.
Amen. The reason they go to France is there are sparks for them to elevate.
Mm-hmm.
They have no choice. They will get there, whether they get there early in their life or later in their life, they're going to get there.
But I just think how pleased my grandmother would be to know that.
I understand. But the real question is, how pleased is Hashem that they're going there and they will elevate sparks? That's the beauty of the system.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should call the class. We don't have enough time to do the next verse.
Okay.
And I will spell, I can, if you have a pencil and paper, I can spell Abishter for you now.
Okay, I've got a pen.
It's based on the word Av for father. It's usually spelled A-B or A-V, I-S-H-T-E-R.
Okay, well, see, one time I thought you said Avishtar, and another time I thought you said Abishar. So,
right.
Okay, so that was good.
It's Abishtar. Abishtar or Avishtar.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. So you all have a good evening, and I hope to speak to you with the questions and answers.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol.